This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
There's a good chance many of the electronics you own were made by Foxconn. That includes your iPhone and your iPad, if you have one. Foxconn employs hundreds of thousands of workers, mostly in China. But the company's had trouble with attrition. Turnover has always been a big problem. But as Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports, Foxconn is trying to change that.
There are a lot of lines at a typical Foxconn factory in China. There's the assembly line. Thousands of young people, typically high school dropouts, put together each and every part of an iPad. It's tedious, mind-numbing work, and that's why assembly line workers typically don't stick around very long. They quit, and that necessitates another line. The hiring line outside a Foxconn factory in China stands at attention, receiving orders from an HR manager. Hundreds of migrants from the countryside arrive each day to replace workers who've quit. When you consider the manufacturer has a million workers, it's China's largest private employer, this labor cycle isn't surprising. But it is costly, Foxconn manager Li Yongzhong.
The turnover rate is pretty high, and it's impossible to retain all our workers. But we'd like every employee to be able to develop and improve their knowledge, skills, and income so that they'll want to stay here.
That's the rationale behind what the company calls Foxconn University. It's a company-wide accredited university system. After workers finish their shift on the assembly line, they can take classes towards a high school diploma, a bachelor's, a master's, even a PhD. A professor teaches a computer animation class to students at Foxconn's plant in Chengdu, a factory devoted to making iPads. Instead of making Apple products, each one of these Foxconn workers is using an Apple computer to follow the professor's instructions. 36-year-old Ai Guo sits in front of the class.
I dropped out of school when I was 16. My family was very poor, and they needed me to help out on the farm.
This is a typical story among the hundreds of millions of young rural Chinese who tend to leave school to farm or find work at factories like Foxconn. Ai Guo hopes to spend the next 6 years studying towards the equivalent of a high school diploma and then a bachelor's degree in industrial engineering.
With that, I'd like to get a promotion to start working on industrial automation and, of course, raise my salary.
Foxconn's university system offers 25 majors, most of them in engineering. More than 50 Chinese universities send professors to teach courses at the factories. But it's not just Foxconn. In-house university systems are becoming a trend among China's state-owned companies, says Richard Brubaker, professor at Siebes University. Brubaker says Foxconn's university shows the company sees its line workers as more than machines with five-year shelf lives.
And much like a UPS driver becomes the CEO, they could actually be the future management executives of the company that know the company so intimately that they're the ones who are able to look at risk, look at decisions very differently than an outsider would.
The development of an in-house university system comes at a pivotal moment for Foxconn. CEO Terry Goh is 63, and he's thinking about his legacy. He's moving the company away from making products for everyone else in favor of developing Foxconn's own products. Foxconn's Li Yongzhong.
We want our employees to become more innovative and creative, more entrepreneurial.
But so far, participation in Foxconn University is low, just 3% of its 1 million Chinese workers. Li assures me that will change. Someday, every employee will study at Foxconn University. We will no longer call them workers, he says. We'll call them students. In Chengdu, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.